Zondervan presents Reflections on the Lord's Prayer, edited by Susan Brower, read by Fred Stella. Lord, teach us to pray. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray," just as John taught his disciples. Luke 11:1. The Lord's Prayer. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew 6:9-13. Introduction. After having denounced showy and meaningless prayers, Christ introduced a splendid short prayer of his own. With it, he instructed us on how to pray and what we should pray for. He gave us a prayer that touches upon a variety of needs. By themselves, these needs should compel us to approach God daily with these few easily remembered words. No one can excuse himself by saying he doesn't know how to pray or what to pray for. The Lord's Prayer is the finest prayer that anyone could have ever thought up or that was ever sent from heaven. Because God the Father gave his Son the words for the prayer and sent him to introduce it, we know beyond a doubt that his prayer pleases the Father immensely. Martin Luther. Let us have a great esteem for the Lord's Prayer. Let it be the model and pattern of all our prayers. Thomas Watson. So the disciples learned from the Lord's own mouth the several petitions of that prayer, which we still call the Lord's, and we still pray it. Believers all around the globe pray the elegant, elemental, comprehensive, bold, and humble prayer, mostly in the words preserved in Matthew 6:9-13. As we prayed with the psalmist and with the faithful of the church, so we may pray with Jesus. He gave us these words to make our own. But he also gave us the remarkable insight that words of prayer may match prayerful deeds until we have begun to live a life of prayer. It is this which is mostly missed about his teaching. He taught his disciples the same prayer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?